Welcome to the 618 Now, where we give you a snapshot of what's happening right now in O'Fallon and Shiloh. So Jessica, what's going on this week?
Hey Nick, are you familiar with the O'Fallon On Demand app?
I am, but I can't say as I've ever had occasion to use it.
Okay, so it is a mobile app that residents can use to report issues directly to the city. You download it, and then when you see an issue, you can submit it directly from the app. Maybe there's a giant crack in the sidewalk or a tree limb in the street. From the app, you can start the service request, and then it will geotag your exact location.
Oh, that's cool.
So if there's a street light out, you don't have to guesstimate where it is or figure out, you know, which street corner it might be at. It'll pinpoint your location and mark it for city staff.
Neat.
And you can also upload photos. So maybe a vacant house hasn't mowed the yard in a while and the lot is maybe looking a little rough, you can submit that. You can include photos and it'll get routed to code enforcement or whoever the department is that would manage that.
Okay.
It's really easy to use, but the other thing I really like about it is that you get updates on it whenever you submit your request. So once it's been assigned to somebody or as the request is being handled, you'll receive those updates. And then once the issue is either resolved or closed out, you'll get that notification.
Okay.
Something to keep in mind is that if you're in an area where you're reporting something, but it's not city owned, it might not allow you to submit that request. So for example, I live north on Seven Hills and there's a point of the road where Seven Hills turns into a township road. And so I've tried submitting requests on something on that road, but because it's the township portion, I'll get an error on that. So that's just something to keep in mind.
Okay.
The other thing I really like about it is that it keeps all of the requests in a single database. So think about stormwater drainage. Having all of the photos that residents submit in a single database with details and locations is really helpful for city staff when they go to put together plans for projects to improve drainage around the city. It just seems like a much more streamlined and efficient process.
Definitely. Yeah, I'm looking at the app right now. The list of requests you can submit is pretty extensive. It's pretty cool. So Jess, what else is going on?
One of our favorite community programs is starting up again. I'm talking about the Citizens Police Academy offered through the O'Fallon Police Department.
All right.
It is an 8-week program. Classes are generally held on Tuesday evenings from 6 until 9 p.m. And the academy is designed to give participants a realistic view of police work. They cover a lot of different aspects of law enforcement. Now, Nick, you and I both graduated from CPA, as they call it.
Yep.
Now, after going through CPA, do you think you would make a good police officer?
Absolutely not.
Why not?
People have a fight or flight reflex.
Uh-huh.
I have a crumple on the ground in the fetal position and cry reflex. So, no, I would not make for a good police officer, and I totally respect what they do. The one thing I will say that I am a little disappointed about, having gone through the program,
okay,
I kind of want the ability to maybe just like ticket somebody if they tailgate me.
Oh, you want to be deputized.
Well, not for the big stuff, but just for like the, you find the guy that's like parked in two parking spots, you know, that kind of thing. I want to give the little notes, the little, hey, kind of notes, you know.
Oh,
that's what I want to do.
We do have to say that is not part of the program.
No, it's not. I don't want the big stuff because I mean, you know, lots of issues can result in traffic violations. We learned that in the academy,
yes.
You know, and everything. So I don't want to like put myself in any real danger. But I do think that, you know, so there's a lot of people that I think just need to be reminded of the rules of the road, just gently.
And you want to be able to flex your muscle on that.
I do. I actually think that everybody's license plate ought to be their cell phone number. That way, if like you're tailgating or something, I can like text you and just be like, hey, you really need to back off or something like that.
That's a terrible idea.
Oh, I think it'd be great. Anyway. So what about you? Would you make for a good police officer?
Oh, no. First of all, I have a terrible sense of direction.
That's true. You do.
I can go the same place 5 times and still not know how to get there.
Yeah, you can't GPS your way around town as a cop.
I mean, maybe you can, but that's what I would have to do.
Not on the regular.
You don't think so? And then I think I'm too social. So I think when people are on scene, I feel like you really have to balance, you know, getting the stuff you need to assist people and write up a good report. But you also can't really hang around and burn too much time. You'd have to like close out the call and get back in service so you're ready for the next call that comes in. I feel like I'd take 5 times longer on scene because I just like talking to people. So like at a 6 p.m. shift change, they'd be like, where's Lots?
And I can see that.
Someone would say, oh, she's been at the same traffic stop for like 10 hours. She pulled someone over for, I don't know, a broken taillight. And now they're exchanging addresses so they can send each other Christmas cards.
I could totally see that.
That would be me.
All
so
day.
Yeah. So I'd also like to say, though, that I didn't realize the level of community policing that occurs. So I think one of the big benefits of attending the Citizens Police Academy is just seeing truly how much law enforcement does in our community to build relationships. And that makes such a big difference.
Definitely.
In policing policy. So if you're interested in learning more about police operations, current drug trends, criminal investigations, and the like, consider applying. So
pretty cool.
It is slated to begin on Tuesday, September 7th, and it'll wrap up the last week in October. And the academy will be open to the first 20 qualified applicants who are 21 years of age or older. And I'll put a link to that in the show notes.
Very cool. So what's on the calendar for this week?
Well, the weather for this weekend is looking fantastic. There's no rain, and the highs will be in the low 80s. So
that's
it's going to be a nice break from the heat advisories we've been under recently.
Yeah, it's been stupid hot.
It's the perfect weather for Saturday's Vine Street Market at O'Fallon Station in downtown O'Fallon. The market opens at 8. Live music from Paul Jarvis begins at 9, and the whole thing goes until noon. A week from today starts City Fest. City Fest is O'Fallon's community festival. It is Friday evening and all day Saturday at the Community Park in O'Fallon across from Dairy Queen. It starts on Friday, August 20th. The festivities will start at 4 and go until 4 p.m. Games, carnival rides, and live music on the main stage. And then Saturday morning, starting at 8 a.m., there's a car show. There'll be a triathlon, games, foods, carnival rides, and more live music. Saturday is also the parade. It steps off at 5 p.m. and it'll run straight down Lincoln and go into the park. So many volunteers have made this community event possible. So thank you to everyone who is donating their time in support of City Fest. And I'll put a complete link to the schedule in the show notes. So plan on attending City Fest next weekend.
Perfect. Anything else?
One last thing. The Chamber is returning to in-person events this month.
Yay.
I'm excited. Business Over Breakfast is our first official in-person event. It is scheduled for Friday, August 27th at 8 a.m. It's a little later start than we used to have for these Business Over Breakfast. I'll put a link to that in the show notes. When businesses join the chamber, I tell them we have something for everyone. So it's not likely that you'll be able to attend every event. And I just know people don't have time to do it all, but I like that we have something for everyone.
Yeah.
And if you're looking for pure networking opportunities, then you should consider attending these Business Over Breakfast. You meet a lot of local businesses, you exchange a ton of business cards, and you get to learn about what other people are doing in the community.
Definitely.
Outside of our Business Over Breakfast, we also have educational events and then some purely social events, and we'll highlight those in future episodes. But for now, just know that if you are open to getting back out there and really marketing your business, sign up for Business Over Breakfast. You will not be disappointed.
Sounds good. Well, things seem to have slowed down, but I can tell they're definitely picking back up now.
Yeah.
So, well, on that note, I've got to run.
Thanks, Nick. Always a pleasure.
Talk to you. This podcast is a production of the O'Fallon Shiloh Chamber of Commerce. We're a nonprofit with over 600 members, and together we welcome, unite, and promote business. Remember, you can't buy happiness, but you can buy local, and that's sort of the same thing.